cornet, and crown. As it is, I am Jules Levy, the world's greatest cornet player all the time. Mustachioed and brawny, engorged with self-worth, his puffed-up lithographed headshot looms from the frontispiece of what few extant copies of Levy's Cornet Instructor 1895 there are. His new school how-to testament for wannabe virtuosos and home-taught blowhards. The fierce king of brass in his own time, he sure as hell did lay down the first foil in wax music test tracks, whipping lickety-split through Yankee Doodle, much to Edison's copyrighted delight. True story. They concocted a live-action cutting contest, human lip versus phonographic artifice, with none other than the shirt-sleeved Thomas Alva cranking his marvelous machine in person, while Big Jules pretended to get trounced, outplayed by his accelerated spectral duplicate, the so-called sine qua non celerity, one reporter's $2 word, of good old American technical go-get'em. Flurried arpeggios, impossible before for anyone but him, would soon become the common property of whoever had wherewithal and cash enough to buy themselves one such blessed device, speeding the slow, unpracticed lines they'd toot into its indiscriminate, metallic ear. Money always ends up winning. Con man, for the better half of his career, he carried his original mouthpiece in a coat pocket, the one he tells about loving to buzz on as a boy, now and then trying it with his New York Wonder, the slick horn model he'd endorsed. Obsolescence chews at the ordinary and the great. The last wan rose of summer tints his century's gloaming, intones its taps.